glad Ham is playing this song in the clean version of this song, because yesterday it was Sheck Wes's birthday, who is the artist of this. He mentioned it in Why Today Doesn't Suck yesterday, and Bob started bobbing his head, and we started talking about... They play this song at every college football game. They played it at Kyle Field in week one against Notre Dame, mm-hmm. the student section, and everybody was going crazy. So after the show, we were kind of talking about the songs that get us fired up like sure. this. Like, I think that's a great song. I wouldn't put that on the list of, you know, my favorite pump-up songs of all time. It's pretty new. Like, if I'm at the gym, I'll fire it up.
We've all got them.
We've
all got our handful that are in the playlist. Like, you want to go into a workout or a road trip or something to get you really, really jazzed before a softball game or whatever.
Yeah, a softball game.
Dude, we used to listen to pump-up songs before college softball.
The mind right. Yeah. So let's go around the room. Let's get our buddies involved, and let's play some of our favorite lit AF songs that make us run through a wall.
Okay.
Who should we start with today?
Let's start with Monto.
Let's start with Monto. Has a mic.
So,
curveball.
Definitely had to put on the old thinking cap, but there's a lot out there. Now, 95% of mine are one genre.
Texas country.
Yep.
Red Dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Old Red Dirt Monto.
You're a big...
But
Texas
we'll start with this
country
one.
Fan.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, whatever works for you.
You know what? I could work out to that song.
There's no Enigma.
That might be a good
on my playlist.
That might be a good bedroom song.
Sure.
Which we might have to do at some point too.
Why? I don't want to do that with y'all.
But no, we have
not
this one.
Not the act, but the song. Yeah, we might have to do that.
This is a well-known song, but I think it gets everyone pumped up when they hear it.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted. This rap is my mother's not up. What you heard?
You could probably pick any of his songs and be okay.
Sure.
I love the buildup of this song too at the beginning. I think that's the best part, and then here it is. X gon' give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own.
X gon' deliver to you. Knock, knock. Yeah, X gon' give it to you by DMX.
What year?
02.
This is very like, yeah, 02 to 07, like high school highlight videos. This was a big player on it.
Might see Noel Devine running to this.
Oh my gosh. Best highlight video of all time. We do another one, or we go to, should we go around the room?
What else you got? You got anything else in your...
Yeah, I got one more.
On your pecking order?
This is a newer one. Let me close that one. There we go. So this one is from the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack.
Okay.
And I don't know anything else from these two guys, but it's from Blackway and Black Caviar.
All right.
It's a song called What Up Danger. Because I like high chances that I might lose. I like it all on the edge just like you. Hey, I like tall buildings so I can leap off of them. I go hard with it no matter how dark it is. I'm insane, but on my toes. I could keep the world balanced on my nose. I had a slumber party with all my foes. Now I wear them like a badge on all my clothes. If I'm crazy, I'm on my own. I think this is the first time I'm hearing this, but
well,
I could
it's not
I could,
my first.
Really?
I have kids, so
the girls
the,
like it.
Into the Spider-Verse. Okay. For my money, maybe the best animated film we've had in the
it's
past.
It's so good.
Years.
It was the first
incredible.
Time I watched it, I was like, wow, this movie's incredible. And then this is like the big montage song.
Okay.
And he's finally becoming, you know, the ultimate Spider-Man.
Heck yeah.
It's awesome.
Okay. Let's have Will Connerly give us a song.
Yeah, welcome in, Will.
Tight end number 89, right. Will Connerly.
Okay. Yeah, speaking of, I feel as though this song, well, we'll let you guys hear it, but it has to do kind of with tight ends. You hear it around football
Let's go a little bit.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Every band in the nation college, and high school, doesn't matter.
You know what? I have not gotten tired of this song. Like, no matter how many stadium chants you hear about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of people that will hear it played at a game, or they'll just hear the bass line, or they'll hear the chant at a soccer game. And there's probably people that don't know this is the White Stripes.
You think Jack White still likes it?
Made him a lot of money.
It has.
I would imagine so.
2003.
Yep.
Great video, too.
Oh, awesome album.
All right, let's
I can still get this.
Let's go to Ham. I appreciate Seven Nation Army, but Ham said before the show that we would hate his. So I'm very intrigued by what Ham has to offer.
So this hype song got me through the Rangers playoff run. This is Meshuggah's Born in Dissonance.
Okay.
So anytime we were down in a count or things were not looking well, I would just start humming this to myself, just this part right here.
So like when Corey Seager steps to the plate.
Oh, yeah. So that was a big one. And then this one.
People being tormented in Guantanamo Bay by that song.
Good.
This one here is my ultimate pump-up song. If you know it, you know it.
Okay.
But you feel it through your body.
All right.
All right.
Let me give you one.
Sure.
So it's hard to narrow down to just a few. So I picked a couple that it's kind of a place and time in life.
Sure.
So at Ottawa University on kickoffs, this was our kickoff song.
Okay.
And if we'd win the coin flip at home, we'd always defer. I was on the kickoff team, and we'd always play this song. So every kickoff, we would play where the song hits. But to start the game, when we're all running out there, they'd play it from the beginning and let it build up. And, of course, this is Kerncraft 400 by Zombie Nation. And
it's the Norm remix.
Like, running out on the field, this playing. It's a small stadium. But everybody in the stands is jumping around, especially when it hits. Because this is the part where we're kind of like running out on the field. All right, we're in the huddle. We're bouncing around. We have to get to it first.
I feel like Monty's leg needs to.
Here we go. Here we go. And everybody on the sideline, everybody in the stands, they just start jumping and going crazy. Right about now.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Let's run through that wall right now, bros. Will, you got me. Will's lead blocking for me. Bust that wedge.
All right.
So there's one of mine. All right, Sean, you got one?
Yeah, this is also time and place. This is right after high school into the days of college. I want to say year one of me actually working at this place. Off the Toxicity album.
Yes.
Like System of a Down.
Maybe the best album of all time.
And this is their biggest hit, but every time it's on, I turn it up all the way, and I just let it wash over me.
Mm-hmm. This would be a great ticket stock song.
Dude. This was our Mavs.
It was.
Pump up song.
Drums. Saw them in Bronco Bowl do this.
Hell yeah. Just...
yes.
Do you like this or Toxicity more?
I like both, but this hits different.
Man, this song even hits. What's it about?
Suicide.
Yeah.
Even Aerials.
Right,
it's a great power ballad by theirs.
And I've got another offering.
Okay.
And this is from about, I don't know, 5-6 years before that came out. This is high school Sean, who used to go to Ozfest. And
you and Scott?
No, Scott wasn't there for this. But
yeah, dumbass.
This is more Eric and Curtis, if we want to get technical. But I was a big Tool guy. And this track off the Anima album was just awesome. This is Stink Fist.
Okay.
And this will get you going.
Great title.
Poor guy.
I'm like, where's this going? What's happening? What's going on?
Oh, okay.
Let's go.
This is great locker room music. Play it in the weight room. Let's go.
And really, this whole album.
Yeah.
Top to bottom.
Perfect. Hell yeah. could listen to this the rest of the day. I do want to give you one more, though. And sure. This is one Justin and I have kind of argued about because it gets me going. Justin doesn't think it's a pump-up song. But this is another... That's a good bedroom song. It's not that one. But this was played. This was also an Ottawa University song. We had it timed out also to where it was playing when we would stretch. And it would really hit right when we'd get done and we'd jump up and go crazy. I'll play the beginning. Here we go. Hell yes, brother.
Well, Phil Collins.
Yeah. Because we, you know, it starts out slow.
Yeah, there's
we're
a
build. All stretching. It's the calm before the storm. And then if you fast forward, it really gets going. It's starting to build.
It was always wild that he would sing and drum.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
The videos of him, too, like walking around the stage with the headset on and then walking over to the drums. We have to get to it.
Wake me up with a good part.
This is the perfect hype song.
There's no question Monty hates this.
Yeah, if you're going in for a sleep apnea study.
Here we go. Let's go, boys. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
Miami Vice, baby.
Sure.
And if you're at the bar and it's 12:30 a.m. and they play this song, every dude at the bar is doing the drums at
yeah,
that point. So much fun.
It's a very
so there you go. We just got lit.